I understand that one can receive from Hashem a degree of automatic kapara, even without doing tshuva, from certain involuntary things, such as yisurim and death, but that simply asking Hashem for forgiveness without the other integral steps of tshuva, feeling regret, committing not to repeat the sin, provides no kapara at all. Is this correct? If so, then why do our tefillos include stam requests for forgiveness, which most likely, most of the time, for most people, do not include the other steps of tshuva? For example, in Kriya Shema Lamita, we ask, and that which I sinned before you should be erased in your abundant mercy. And if so, doesn't this limit Hashem's abundant rachamim, i.e. that he will never grant partial or complete forgiveness to someone just for turning to him and asking, even when the other aspects of tshuva are not included? Anonymous from Israel. Okay, there are a few different ideas in forgiveness and atonement. Tshuva, if done properly, includes asking for forgiveness. That's part of the process of tshuva. And it also includes regretting, not doing the sin again, accepting on the future not to do it, and so on. So the reason we daven for all those things is because that is a step, a part of tshuva, and it could be it precedes the actual other parts of tshuva, asking God for forgiveness and then working on the tshuva itself. Now, tefillah, like anything, can help partially to be an atonement. An atonement is not necessarily that you get forgiveness. Death can atone, and yisurim can atone. Eventually, they need tshuva for complete forgiveness, but they mitigate the sin somewhat. That's called kapora. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yom Kippur as mechaper without tshuva, meaning it mitigates the sin, doesn't take it away completely. Even we hold that there are certain parts of the Yom Kippur service, the Shira Mishtaleach, which is mechaper on certain light sins, even without tshuva. But the idea is not that it forgives it. It just mitigates it and makes it easier then to do tshuva and for the tshuva to have an effect to wipe away the sin. There's an idea of forgiveness between you and God. That happens with tshuva. And then there's mitigating the effect of the sin itself. In addition, there is a concept of an eis ratzon where God himself has the right, if he wants to forgive someone even if he didn't do tshuva. So that depends on the ratzon Hashem, right? There's, there are certain times that are conducive for that, and certain things that a person can do that can make him fit for that. So all of this goes into the davening also. It's part of tshuva, and it's also the idea that a person shows that he's concerned. He wants to get slicha. It helps to put him on the road to do tshuva also.